Lawyer, Pakistani Christian sentenced to death for blasphemy just refused to convert. By Gabrielle Reyes on September 23, 2020. A lawyer for a Pakistani Christian man sentenced to death 2 weeks ago in Lahore for blasphemy told Fox News on Monday that his client did not insult the Islamic prophet Muhammad, as alleged, but merely refused to convert to Islam. Prosecutors accused Asif Pervez, 37, of sending blasphemous text messages to his former supervisor in which he allegedly insulted the Islamic prophet. Pervez spoke in his own defense during the trial, denying the charges against him. The court rejected his testimony and sentenced him to death on September 8. This is a tragic situation, the first case in Pakistan's recent history where a Christian has been accused of blasphemy for refusing to embrace Islam, Pervez's attorney, Saif Malik, said. This man, Asif's boss, wanted him to leave Christianity. And Asif knew he would suffer a lot by saying no. But he kept his faith, Malik explained. In his testimony, Pervez told the court that his supervisor, Muhammad Saeed Coker, had tried to convert him to Islam on multiple occasions at their place of work. Pervez refused to convert and was eventually forced to quit his job in the face of incessant harassment by Coker. When he refused, Coker went to police with allegations that the devoted Christian had sent him blasphemous text messages defaming the Muslim prophet Muhammad, according to the report. Coker has denied trying to convert Pervez to Islam. According to a copy of the court order seen by Reuters, Pervez will first serve a 3-year prison term for misusing his phone to send the derogatory text message. Then he shall be hanged by his neck till his death. Blasphemy laws in Pakistan prescribe extreme punishments for anyone found guilty of insulting Islam, the state religion. State authorities may imprison people for insulting Islam, its holy book, the Quran, or certain people deemed holy by the religion. People found guilty of insulting Muhammad may be sentenced to death. As in Pervez's case, although the state has never implemented the death penalty for this crime. However, people accused of blasphemy face threats to their life from Muslim lynch mobs, meaning those accused of insulting Islam are often still killed for alleged blasphemy. Pervez's lawyer, Malik, told Fox News that he is preparing to appeal his client's death sentence. The appeal process will likely take years, which Pervez must endure behind bars. A Pakistani prison is not a good place when you can't afford to pay the guards any bribes. You can't breathe properly, and the Christians charged with blasphemy must be held separately, otherwise, they will be killed, Malik said. It has been 7 years in the prison for Asif already, and there will be many more as we fight his execution. We need the help of the Western Christian world, he added.